We have a woman on the phone right now who was struck by the explosive diarrhea parasite. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have.
At the time of the story, there were 145 cases across the U.S. with investigations underway to determine the outbreak source. Christy Cooper is on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
Light.
Shitty.
I have to hit the dump button on that.
Feeling poopy.
You mean crappy.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
It's been quite a ride. It's been quite a ride, let me tell you.
Yeah. How are you feeling now? Are you okay now?
Oh, I'm actually in the hospital.
Really?
For the third time.
Really?
Wow.
Really? I'm immunocompromised, though. I'm a dialysis patient with no kidneys, so I think it hit me a little harder than it would hit most.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
What do you think happened?
Well, I think I narrowed it down to a pre-washed bag salad from my local grocer. That is the only thing that I ate in my household that the other person that lives there did not eat, and he's not sick.
Gotcha.
I read the list of everything you ate?
Yeah.
I said it's the bag salad.
Yeah.
You had cantaloupe, fruit, you had that, this. I'm like, as soon as I saw the salad, I was like, that the pre-bag salad.
Yeah.
It's like the number one thing they list
like
in all the articles.
Bag, yeah.
Don't eat salad.
Yeah, and I Googled where my grocer has it bagged, and they outsourced to another company, and that company, I've been seeing pictures on social media, people posting the actual bag. This is what did it. So I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Right. The roughage.
So when did it start and how bad did it get?
It started the first week of June, and it started out with a bang. I mean,
literally,
no fewer than like 30 times a day.
Ooh,
I sometimes 30? Could not. I thought I wasn't going to make it to the bathroom quick enough a few times in the waking hours. I can't tell you what happened while I was asleep because that's a little embarrassing.
Oof. You pooped yourself?
I did twice.
How bad?
Not too horribly bad. It was like you could feel it starting. It's like, oh gosh, oh gosh. And then you clench and waddle to the bathroom as quickly as possible.
When you step your toe and blast it.
If that had happened, that it most definitely would have been all over my room.
Oh. Well, at least you didn't do it in the bed.
Yeah, just sell the house.
No, I did not.
No.
But it was very, very, very close.
Christy Cooper is on. She experienced and is now currently experiencing the explosive diarrhea parasite.
Yeah.
She's calling from her hospital bed.
And you know what they're saying? It's not only just the vegetables here, but they're also saying possibly pools now. Supposedly, this germ is resistant to the chemicals in a pool. So don't swallow any water in a pool.
In general, probably shouldn't be anyway.
Yeah.
Especially a pool at where older people go or kids.
Oh. Exactly.
They don't take the time to get out.
No. Nope.
They just do it right there.
Yes, they do.
So, you know, it'd be ironic if this happened on your birthday. Was it on your birthday?
On my birthday?
Yeah.
No, not my birthday. That's February.
Okay. we just did a segment, worst things that could happen to you on your birthday.
Imagine pulling the candles
nation's
out that way.
Birthday.
That's right. You did it on the nation's birthday.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
You had your own fireworks show.
Yes, you did. Salute to the fourth.
I sure did. Lots of explosives.
Yes.
So how long before you started going, you know, you're going 30 times a day, but when did you say, you know what, maybe I should go to the hospital?
Probably about day five.
Wow. You're a trooper.
On dialysis.
Right,
I'd be like day one.
Yeah.
250?
Well, it started like at the end of the week. So I had a couple weekend days and I don't have dialysis on the weekend. So I was able to stay close to home and to a restroom.
Are you now a different pant size?
Right.
I am now.
Wow.
How much weight did you lose?
About 15 pounds.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow. It's better than Ozempic.
2026 Ozempic. I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
Unless you have someone you don't like, give it to them.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's worse than in traffic. Yep.
So,
that would be a nightmare.
Explosive diarrhea, vomiting.
A lot of vomiting, a lot of gas.
Both
like
ends.
I've never had in my entire life.
You're serenading the office.
The office down the hall.
Yeah.
I mean,
damn.
It's been bad.
Really?
Wow.
Like noisy, stinky, both?
all of the above.
Right.
Wow.
And the force of which the diarrhea comes out is like a public toilet flushing.
Oh, yeah.
Whoosh.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, where did that even come from?
Seriously, some serious compression. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Super soaker butt.
Yep.
Yes.
Right. You propel yourself off the toilet. Yep, exactly.
It's the weirdest thought that popped into my mind.
Right. What's that?
This is vacation brain.
Okay.
Never mind.
Please share. Please share. Oh, come on. You can't.
I'm just thinking, you know, that banana that's sold at Art Basel?
Yes.
I'm just thinking there's a canvas and there's an opportunity.
Some Jackson Pollock.
An abstract.
Yeah. Put some ink in there.
That close one force.
Slow Man Group could never.
Brown Man.
What's this explosive D?
Wow. Okay, so you're in the hospital the first time for how many days?
I'm here the third time.
But how many days were you the first time?
Oh, I'm sorry. 5 days the first time.
Wow.
And 6 days the second time.
How many days in between first and second?
Both two times. 2 days. I'm sorry. 2 days both times.
Wow. You're out for 2 days and right back in.
Yeah.
When I've been discharged, I did feel better. But within a day and a half, I was like, oh, this is not going well.
Yeah, a lot of discharge, actually. But
discharge is the problem.
Did you have any accidents while you were in the hospital? Because it's amazing the staff they send when you do.
Oh.
It looks like a hazmat team.
Yeah, right. They are a hazmat team.
They wear like the entire, like the big plastic suit with the gloves and the mask. You really feel good about yourself, yes.
They don't want to get the parasite.
Fortunately, yeah. I've made it to the toilet every time here.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
No diapers?
No diapers.
And you're...
I did have to wear one on the ambulance ride from my local hospital to the bigger hospital.
Oh, they don't want to clean the truck, that's why.
We hit a bumper, she goes off, we're screwed.
That's a helicopter lift now.
What happened?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
All right, hit a pothole.
Filled it.
Oh, no.
Don't make me laugh too hard. That could be dangerous.
Yeah.
And you've been posting about this on TikTok, and what kind of comments have you been receiving?
Surprisingly enough, nothing horrible, but a lot of people are using me as a sounding board, like, were your symptoms this? How quickly did this happen? Did you have this? And a lot of people have not been tested, but you have to have your stool specifically tested for this parasite. It's very specific.
Wow.
There are a lot of people suffering.
Yeah. Now, so you got to find, make sure you have the good toilet paper. They're very absorbent, very soft.
Oh, that's a great question. What kind of toilet paper are you using?
I prefer Cottonelle, but the hospital does not.
Oh, that's right. That's you're using hospital toilet paper.
I use smuggled toilet paper.
Practically one ply here. I mean, it's bad.
There's like loose leaf paper.
It's John Wayne paper.
Exactly.
It's rough and tough and doesn't take crap off anybody.
Exactly.
We're talking to Christy Cooper, Texas woman diagnosed with a word I can never pronounce, but it's basically explosive diarrhea parasite.
Yeah.
Cyclosporiasis.
That's it.
She knows by heart.
It's got a taco in it.
Yeah.
What she said.
Oh, my God. I feel for you. Any thoughts or word on when you're getting out?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay, so don't eat the bag salad or don't, wash it thoroughly.
Not.
And don't drink the pool water.
Well, actually, you can't wash this out.
No.
You have to cook this out, and I don't think anyone's cooking salad.
Yeah.
Right.
It's boiled salad. Sounds delicious right now.
Yeah, yeah no.
No.
Yeah.
Yep. Eat hamburgers and french fries. You're good.
Cakes from here on out.
Right. I'm looking at everything she ate. It's like all healthy food, and look what it did to her.
Exactly. McDonald's is health food. Go for it. Hit the drive-thru now. Do it.
Stick to chicken nuggets.
Well,
that sounds good right now.
You sound good, and best of health to you, and hope you get out soon.
And
thank you for coming on, Christy Cooper. Everybody.
Absolutely, y'all have a great day.
All right, you too.